Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here. Welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, where we're all about outsmarting the scroll and reclaiming your brain one juicy thought at a time. Today's topic? You guessed it, understanding and managing those little bundles of energy called thoughts and emotions. Ever feel like your mind's running on a runaway train, thoughts whizzing by faster than you can grab onto them? Or that your emotions are taking the lead, pulling you around like a puppet? Yeah, we've all been there. The good news is we don't have to be at the mercy of these mental whirlwinds. We can actually learn to steer the ship, and today, I'm giving you the roadmap. First things first. Our thoughts aren't facts, they're just interpretations. Think about it, your friend spills coffee on themselves. Your automatic thought. Oh no, they must be having a terrible day. But is that really true? Maybe they shrug it off, laugh it off, or use it as a chance to learn a new spill-proof technique. The point is, we often jump to conclusions without all the facts. So, next time you catch yourself thinking something negative or dramatic, ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it true? Or am I letting my imagination run wild? Speaking of imaginations running wild, emotions are powerful stuff, right? They can make us feel everything from joy and excitement to anxiety and sadness. And that's totally normal. But here's the thing, we don't have to let them control us. Imagine an orchestra. You've got different instruments playing those of your emotions. A conductor is needed to bring it all together in a beautiful symphony, right? That's your job. Learn to recognize your emotions, understand their triggers, and choose how you want to respond. Remember that deep breath exercise we talked about before? It's like hitting the pause button on those emotional roller coasters. Take a moment, acknowledge what you're feeling, and then consciously decide how you want to move forward. You can choose to channel that anxiety into focused action, turn sadness into creative energy, or simply allow yourself to feel it without judgment. One super helpful technique is called mindfulness. It's about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, your feelings, your senses, without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental vacation from all that mental clutter. When you're mindful, you create space between your thoughts and actions, allowing you to make more conscious choices. And let's not forget about self-care. Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being is crucial for managing your thoughts and emotions effectively. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, connect with loved ones, all those things contribute to a happier, healthy mind. Okay, let me paint you a picture. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and that email from your boss just landed in your inbox. Your heart starts racing, thoughts start swirling, is this project even doable? You feel overwhelmed and stressed. Sound familiar? This is where understanding and managing those thoughts and emotions comes in handy. First, take a deep breath. Acknowledge the stress, it's there, that's okay. Then, ask yourself, what exactly am I stressing about? Is it the workload, lack of clarity, or something else? Break down the situation into smaller, manageable tasks. Maybe you can schedule a quick chat with your boss to clarify expectations or delegate some responsibilities. Remember, you're not alone in this. Communicate with your colleagues, seek support from a friend or mentor, and remind yourself that you've got this. So we've covered a lot of ground today. Recognizing our thought patterns, understanding the power of emotions, practicing mindfulness, and prioritizing self-care. Remember, managing your thoughts and emotions isn't about suppressing them, it's about creating space for awareness, making conscious choices, and responding with intention rather than reacting impulsively. Think of yourself as a master chef in the kitchen of your mind. You've got all the ingredients. Experiences, emotions, thoughts. Your job is to create a delicious, nourishing meal out of them. So go forth, experiment, learn, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves along the way. Ready to put these tips into action? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of dopamine hacking goodness. Until next time, keep that mind bright and shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.